Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. As we are in the beginning, Brishus Rabbi Schreier, once again, it's a great schus. We should all take advantage of Rabbi Schreier coming and joining us every day. So as we, as our learning program is still getting started, it's important for us to talk about the issue of simcha in our Talmud Torah, enjoying the Torah that we learn, enjoying the Torah that we teach. So we begin with the Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Gimel, where the Gemara says, "Va'od Pasach Rabbi Yehuda bekavod haTorah v'darash." Rabbi Yehuda gave a drasha lechvodo shel haTorah. He gave it in honor of the Torah itself. Haskei Sushma Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a speech to the Jewish people at the end of his life, and he says, "Listen here, Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam. Today you became a nation." Ask the Gemara, "V'chiyoso Hayom Nitna Torah liYisrael." What do you mean? Today is when you became a nation? You've been Klal Yisrael for the last who knows how many years. You've been in the Midbar 40 years. We had Anani covered. We had the Man, everything. How can you say Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam? Says the Gemara, "Valo Oso Yom Sofar Baim Shana." This was at the end of the experience in the Midbar. So how can you say Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam? Ela L'Amedcha, says the Gemara, teaches you. Shechaviva Torah Alamdeha B'chol Yom V'Yom. One is supposed to be excited. One is supposed to love the Torah that they learn. Ki Yom Shenitna Me'Har Sinai. As if it were the first day. Imagine the experience Klal Yisrael had right when they got the Torah at Har Sinai. Can you imagine? They probably couldn't put it down. They couldn't get enough of it. That's what the Gemara says, is what we're supposed to feel. Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam. That Talmud Torah is supposed to be every day. Ki'ilu Hayom Nitna Me'Har Sinai. Rabbi Yonah writes in his Pirush HaMaseches Avos, Da Lefnei Mi'ata Amel. Rabbi Yonah writes, we should understand who we are working toward. Who are we working for? Obviously, the answer is we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it says, Kishata Miyageyas Atzmecha BaTorah, when you are troubling, toiling in the Torah that you're learning, Tishta Sheaba, make sure that you have delight, that you have joy, that you have excitement in that which you're doing. Uksiv Eya Shashuim Yom Yom, the Pasuk says that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enjoy the Torah. For me, it's a Shashua. For me, it's an enjoyment. It's a pleasure each and every day. Hineilecha, says Rabbi Yonah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself used to sit and not play. It's not the right word, but mishtasheya means to enjoy and to find a lot of excitement. Says Rebbeinu Yonah, we are supposed to do the same. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself found pleasure and enjoyment in the Torah, so to speak, so too we should as well. So too he gave over the Torah to us, that we should also enjoy the experience of being involved in the Torah. What do you see? Rav Soloveitchik writes in many different places that V'halachta B'drachav is one of the greatest aspects of all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And he develops a whole yisoid that he proves this point in the Sefer Isha Halacha. In a few places he talks about it. But here you have another aspect of V'halachta B'drachav. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol enjoyed the Talmud Torah that he studied, so too he gave it over to us, that we shouldn't just learn it, we should enjoy it, we should have a great time. And that's also a kiyum of V'halachta B'drachav. It's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Siman Mem Zayin, that even women who are not chayiv in Talmud Torah, women also are mechuyiv to make a birchas haTorah. And the Achronim are bothered, why should that be the case? Why should women have to make a birchas haTorah? The only time you make a bracha is when you're mechuyiv to do a mitzvah. When you're not mechuyiv to do a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. As we know, women don't make a bracha. There's machlokes mechamed Ramah, machlokes Arishonim, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Do women make a bracha on mitzvah saseh? Shazman Grama, we know women are pater, but if they volunteer to shake lulav, if they volunteer to do certain mitzvahs, do they recite a bracha or not? So why is it over here? If they're not chayv in Talmud Torah, why should we assume? Even the Shulchan Aruch himself, who says normally that women don't recite a bracha on a mitzvah, say Shazman Grama that they choose to do, so why should they recite a bracha over here when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Beis Yosef, who's quoting from one of the Rishonim from the Ugur. Says the Magen Avraham, you know why? Because you say the women are not chayiv in Talmud Torah, but a woman has to learn the halachas that are pertaining to her. She has to know the halachas of Nida, Chala, Hadakas Haner, she has to know Chashem Mishpat, she has to know a whole lot of dinim. So therefore, since the woman is chayiv in some aspect of Talmud Torah, because she's going to have to learn her parts of the Torah at some point, so Mamela, she's mechuyiv to make a Birchas HaTorah before as well. The Vilna Gaon himself disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he says, no, you can't say like that. You can't say that the Birchas HaTorah is going on their halakam of the Torah, the Minchas Chinuch also. Beis HaLevi, they all have an arichas of why you cannot accept this Magen Avraham. The reason why a woman makes a Birchas HaTorah cannot be because they're responsible to learn up their mitzvahs. So, what's it all about? What's it all about? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in one of his Svarim, in the Lekach Tov, the Levush already has it in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, but Rabbi Yosef Engel writes it in a very poetic lashon. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no. The same way the Gemara says, Asur la'adam lahenes me'la'adam azeh v'la bracha, one is not allowed to get any pleasure from this world without first reciting a bracha. So that's why you have to make a bracha before you eat. That's why you have to make a bracha before you drink, because we're deriving pleasure, so therefore we have to recite a bracha. Otherwise, the Gemara says it's kilu gozela kodesh baruch. It's as if you're stealing something that doesn't belong to you. The bracha is, so to speak, the matir to allow you to use that pleasure in this world. Well, so too says Rabbi Yosef Engel, says the Levush in a more cryptic lashon, but they write that the Birchas HaTorah serves as a Birchas HaNenin. The same way you would make a shakol niyeh bedvar before you take a drink, you would make a mazonis before you eat a piece of cake. So too over here, you have to recite a Birchas HaTorah, which serves as a Birchas HaNenin. What's a nafkamina? So you say it's a Birchas HaNenin, Birchas HaMitzvah, okay? So one nafkamina might be whether Nashim have to make the bracha. We pass, can they do? But a more important nafkamina would be the following. Let's say I'm on a desert island, I'm an Amaretz, I really don't know anything, and it comes Sukkis, and I have a lulav and esrog. I just have no idea. I don't have a siddur, I don't have a chumash, I don't have anything. I don't know the bracha that I'm supposed to recite on the shaking of the dalad minim. So will you tell me, would anyone in the right mind say, well, if you don't know the bracha, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah? Of course not. Bracha say ma'akvas. We hold that a bracha is not ma'akev me from being mekayim the mitzvah. So obviously, if I don't know the bracha, I shake the lulav and esrog anyway without reciting a bracha. What can you do? What would be the halacha if a person does not know the Birchas HaTorah on a desert island, and I have svarim, but I don't have a siddur? So I have svarim, I want to learn, I want to enjoy the learning, but I don't have a siddur to say the Birchas HaTorah. Would you say, well, it's the same as shaking lulav, so if you don't know the bracha on shaking lulav, you shake the lulav anyway. So to over here, if you don't know the bracha on Talmud Torah, you go ahead, and you learn the Torah anyway, and forget about the bracha, too bad. Or do you say no? What's the halacha if I don't know a bracha on an item of food? Am I allowed to go ahead and eat? Because what can I do? I have to eat. So we're not talking about someone who's starving, obviously. We're talking someone who just doesn't know the bracha. Answer is no, because over there it's an iser to eat without making a bracha. Like the Gemara says in brachas, asur la'adam lahanes me'olam ma'azeh b'la bracha. If you don't recite a bracha, it's as if you're stealing. So therefore, if we assume that it's like you're stealing, and over here we're going to assume that perhaps the Birchas HaTorah serves as a Birchas HaNenin, then you run into a problem. What happens if you have a person who doesn't know the Birchas HaTorah? Is he allowed to learn Torah anyway? Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that the Vilna Gaon told him that there's an Isser to learn Torah without reciting a bracha, which seems to indicate that it's not just like a bracha on the lulav and esrog. It's not just the Birchas HaMitzvah. It's more than that. The Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenin because we are supposed to get so much enjoyment out of the Torah that we learn, and the bracha that we recite before the learning is supposed to serve as a Birchas HaNenin and not only as a Birchas HaMitzvah. My friend Eitan Schnall pointed out to me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky has in the Sefer Time of the Kura a very beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, "Hoy kol tzameh l'chula mayim." So the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Zayin, this is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, the Gemara has in Tainus Daf Zayin, "E mayim ala Torah," which means that anyone who's thirsty should go learn Torah and you'll get satisfied, you'll get satiated, you'll get filled up. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, why is it that the Torah is nimshal ala mayim? The Gemara already has a reason, Tainus Daf Zayin, because just like mayim is holchem imachem gavoa lamachem namach, the water always streams from the top of the mountain down to the valley, so to a person should always be mashpel atzmo, a person if they want to be successful in limud Torah, they should always look at themselves that like they're not so great. You should always lower yourself in your own eyes. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, perhaps another pshat might be, is based on the Shulchan Aruch that paskins in Simur Reish Dalet. What if a person wants to drink water? But I'm not really thirsty. I'm not thirsty, I just see a cup of water, I pick it up and I drink it. Are you mechuyev to make a shakol niyeh bedvara? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Even though by all other food items and beverages, even if I'm not hungry, if I'm not thirsty, I make a bracha anyway, by water it's not the case. By water, the only time you recite a bracha is when you're having hana from the water. But if a person, let's say, is only drinking the water to get a pill down, for example, a simple example we have all the time, Shulchan Aruch says you wouldn't recite a bracha unless you're really thirsty. If you're not thirsty and you drink the water just to get the pill down, you don't recite a bracha. Well, said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's the same over here. If you're not excited about the Torah that you learn, Hoy kol tzameh l'chula mayim, if we're not excited about what we learn, then what are you making Birchas HaTorah for? All the Birchas HaTorah is about is Harav Na Hashem Elokeinu. We ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Yosef Engel said, it's a Birchas HaNenin. We're supposed to enjoy the Torah that we learn so much that we should view the bracha that we recite on it beforehand as a Birchas HaNenin. And therefore he said, that's why Torah is Nimshal Alamayim. Because the same way we paskin that by water you don't recite a bracha if you're not thirsty, so to over here by Torah it wouldn't make sense to recite a bracha if we're not excited, if we're not into the learning that we're supposed to be doing. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeredeus and in Reish Chafalef, when we talk about someone who's muder hana mechavero, someone takes a neder, I'm not going to get hana from you, you're not going to get hana from me, whatever the formulation actually is of the neder, but what happens if you have a person like this? I say, I do not allow this person, I hate him so much, I don't allow him to use my lulav and esrog. Now comes Sukkis, what am I going to do? He's the only one that has a lulav and esrog in town, I'm stuck. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, the first day of Yantiv, you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because the first day we paskin, you need shalachem, has to belong to you. Well, if the guy tells you, me, you're not allowed to use it, so then the first day of Yantiv, too bad, you're stuck. But Yantiv Sheni, where you don't need shalachem, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I'm allowed to go ahead, even though he said you're never allowed to get any hanah from me, I'm allowed to go ahead and use his dalad minim, use his luv and esther, because that's not called getting hanah. Explain to the Taz, why is that not called getting hanah? Because as we know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So when I go ahead and I shake the lulav, yes, I might be happy that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, but that's not really the objective of my performing the mitzvah. The objective of performing the mitzvah is to perform the mitzvah, because God told me to do it. I'm getting hana because he's allowing me to perform my mitzvah, but mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. I don't really get some internal hana from performing the mitzvah, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even if someone says, I'm not allowed to get hana from his property, I'm still allowed to go ahead and use his dalad minim to be mekayim my mitzvah of dalad minim on Sukkos. Now, what happens, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, and if you see from later, what happens if a person says, I hate you so much, I don't allow you to touch my svarim. Don't ever look at my svarim again. So is that the same as somebody who says, don't look at my lulav and esrog, don't touch it, it's not yours. I'm saying you're not allowed to get hana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though somebody takes a neder and says, by dalad minim, that you're not allowed to use my dalad minim, we assume mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, so I'm allowed to use it anyway. When it comes to svarim, you're not allowed to. Why? Says the Taz, because there's an obvious difference. When it comes to Talmud Torah, how can you say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu? The whole Talmud Torah is to be nene. The whole study of Torah that we do is to enjoy ourselves. So how can you say over there, if a person takes a nether and he says, I don't want you using my svarim, I don't want you to get anah from me, says the Shulchan Aruch, of course you're not allowed to violate what he says. Why? Because the whole Liman HaTorah is all about enjoying. It's all about getting Hana. So of course the person would not be able to use it, even though we assume that you would be allowed to use the Dalad Minim if a person would take a nether against you that you shouldn't use his Dalad Minim. There's an unbelievable Kli Yakar, where the Kli Yakar writes in the beginning of Bereshis, Parshas Toldos, so the Kli Yakar says, Yaakov Avinu and Esav are having a fight. And Esav says, Yikru yimei v'lavi v'harga sachi. I can't stand my brother, I'm going to wait till my father dies. It's not right for me to go and kill my brother while my father's alive. What am I going to give my father, Agmas Nefesh? So you know what? Yikru yimei v'lavi. Let me wait till my father dies. V'harga sachi. Then I'll go ahead and knock my brother off. Then I'm going to kill my brother Yaakov. Okay, says the Kli Yakar. Why was it? We all know Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, well, I don't want to give Yitzchak Agmas Nefesh to kill Yaakov while Yitzchak is alive. So I'll wait till Yitzchak dies, and then I'll kill my brother Yaakov. Says the Kli Yakar, no. You know why he was going to wait? You know why he was going to wait until the time that his father Yaakov, that Yitzchak was going to pass away, and then he's going to kill Yaakov? You know why? He says, because then we know that an avil is aser b'talmud Torah. And therefore, so since an avil is aser b'talmud Torah, the Torah is not going to save him. As we know, the Gemara says in Sota, the Torah is always matzilas. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos as well, that David HaMelech died on Shabbos. The Satan kept coming, trying to kill him. He couldn't get him. Why? Because David HaMelech wouldn't stop learning. So you see that the Torah is matzilas. The Torah saves us, and we're able to get away from Peronius through learning Torah. Said Esav, I know my brother is Ishtam Yoshev Ahalim. He's always learning. So you know what? I have to wait till my father Yitzchak dies, and an avil is not allowed to learn Torah. Since an avil is not allowed to learn Torah, that's where I'm going to get him, because the Torah is not going to save him then, because he won't be learning during that week. Frekta Ger Rebbe, unbelievable kasha. Frekta Ger Rebbe, an obvious question. We all know in Shulchan Aruch, Yaredeyah, Shin Pei Dalet, it's also in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Do we ever have Shiurim on Tisha B'Av? Of course we have Shiurim on Tisha B'Av. One is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoim. I'm allowed to learn Kinnus. I'm allowed to learn Yirmiyah. I'm allowed to learn all the sugyas and shas that are about the terrible things. I'm allowed to learn Ma'ikot and Hilchas Avelus, Shulchan Aruch, Geshmak HaSugyas. I'm allowed to learn a lot of things. But we say you have to focus your attention on Hilchas Avelus, on Dvarim HaRoim. Ask the Ger Rebbe Akasha. How can the Kli Yakar say that he's going to wait for the father Yitzchak to die, and then Yaakov Avinu is not going to learn Torah, and the Torah won't save him? That's when I'm going to be able to get him. What do you mean? You think Yaakov Avinu was sitting by the Shiva house telling jokes and telling stories the way we sit by a Shiva house now? Of course not. Yaakov Avinu was sitting the same Ishtam Yoshev Ahalim, was sitting with the Shulchan Aruch open, Hilchas Avelus. He was learning Ma'ariv Katan, he was learning Yirmiyah, he was learning all the terrible things that one is allowed to learn during Shiva and on Tisha B'Av. So what was Esav's cheshbon? Why did he think that he was able to kill him during the week of Shiva? Because he won't be learning. Of course he's going to be learning. This is the Ishtam Yoshev Ahalim that we're describing here. Explain the Ger Rebbe, you know what the answer is? Because what type of mindset would Yaakov Avinu be in during the week of Shiva? Even though, yes, he was going to sit down and learn Ma'ariv Katan and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Avelus, and all the terrible Dvarim HaRoim, Shebi Yirmiyah, however, Do you think Yaakov is going to be Mesameach at the time of that Limud HaTorah? No. Said the Ger Rebbe, if someone learns Torah without being Besimcha, that's not a complete mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that will not save you. Even though the Gemara says that the Torah saves us, but if one learns Torah in an incomplete fashion without enjoying the Talmud Torah that we're doing, that will not save the person. And this is what the Kli Yakar is alluding to. This is what the Kli Yakar is telling us. That if we don't have an enjoyment while we do it, that is missing out on the whole experience of what Talmud Torah is supposed to be. There's a... We'll just close with one beautiful insight that Rav Asher Weiss pointed out once in a shir, and that is the Gemara says in Yuman Daf in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, the Gemara says Ama of the Haaretz Shalom the Neviim Shalom the Chachamim, and they're asking everybody, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? We're in the 3 weeks now, so we have to ask this kasha also. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why is it still destroyed? Says the Gemara, they asked everyone until Hakadosh Baruch Hu came along Bechvodo Ba'atzmo, and he said Shalom Baruch Hu Ba'Torah Tchila. Why? Because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. Says the Ran famously, it's because they didn't appreciate the Talmud Torah that they were learning. Okay, so you'll say, they didn't appreciate the Talmud Torah? Okay, how bad is that going to be? What is it all about? Okay, so everyone says, Pshatim, how that adds up to mean that now you have a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Asher Weiss pointed out, there's one extra word here. Why say Shalom Baruch Hu Ba'Torah Tchila? They didn't make a Birchas HaTorah before. One always makes a Birchas HaTorah before. So you could have taken out that word tchila. You should have just said shalom baruch haTorah. They didn't make a berachas haTorah. We know they didn't make it tchila before they learned. So Rav Asher Weiss suggested perhaps the idea is as follows. There's a story about Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, where Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz came to shul every morning and he had some balabatim who used to stand around him and listen to what he was saying, listen to his tfilos. So they would listen as he made the berachas haShachar every morning. And one morning he comes to shul and the balabatim are listening closely and they hear he doesn't say the berachas shalom asani goy. What's with the rabbi? Okay, so they thought maybe he woke up late, he's sleeping, he's in a rush, he didn't realize, he made a mistake. Okay, we'll let him off. Comes back the next day, everyone crowds around, let's hear what he's going to do today. Leaves out Shalom Asani Goy. 3 days in a row, okay, that's it. So we give the job to the president of the shul, always has the wonderful job, so we tell the president, hey, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, I don't know, there's a lot of Haskalah going on now, maybe Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz got swept away with the Haskalah, maybe he's starting, he doesn't believe in Shalom Asani Goy anymore. Hey, President, you know, you better go have a meeting with the rabbi and ask him, what's going on? Why is he leaving out the bracha shalom asani goy? So the president makes a meeting with the Rav, and he calls Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in, and he says, what's the story? How come you're leaving out the bracha shalom asani goy? Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz looks at him, and he says, you think I can wait until I come to shul to recite the bracha? The second I wake up out of bed in the morning, I'm so excited, shalom asani goy, I realize the opportunity that I have to spend every waking moment being an Eved Hashem, doing the mitzvahs that I'm supposed to do. You think I can wait until I come to shul to say the bracha shalom asani goy? I say it the minute I get up. And that's why I'm not reciting it. It's because I love the bracha so much, because I appreciate so much what it means to be a Yehudi, to be a Jew, and to have the opportunity to learn Torah and to follow the mitzvahs. Said Rav Asher Weiss, perhaps that's what it means, shalom baruch haTorah tchila. It's not the fact that they didn't make a berachas haTorah. It's that they didn't make it tchila. The second they woke up out of bed in the morning, they didn't realize the great gift that we have, the simcha that we're supposed to have from Limud HaTorah. And that was the deficiency. It was that they didn't appreciate fully what the Torah is supposed to be for us. And that's why the Gemara sticks in that extra word, shalom baruch haTorah. Not stam, they didn't make a bracha. Tchila. The minute they woke up, they didn't realize how great this gift is, how incredible it is that we're supposed to feel that we have this opportunity to learn. And that's what Talmud Torah is all about. That's what it's supposed to be. To remember again what Rabbeinu Yonah said, when you learn the Torah, you should make sure to enjoy it, to have an incredible experience. It should be exhilarating. It should be the delight. Mahu afata, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishtasheya b'divrei Torah, so too we should also. What Rabbi Yosef Engel said, that perhaps the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenin. And again, what Baruch Hu HaTorah Tchila means, that we have to realize that we have this tremendous opportunity to study Torah, to be involved in Talmud Torah. And that doesn't just mean to learn, but it means to be excited and to appreciate the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with the Torah itself as well. Anyone need to say?